This episode of the New Christendom Daily is taken from a live radio broadcast. There's no scripts. There's no do-overs. There's no cuts. It's just from a live radio show done by a guy with a microphone and a set of earbuds and a radio show who pours his heart, his mind, and his body and soul into one thing, bringing about the New Christendom Daily. Now let's talk about Mitch McConnell for a moment and relate this to all of this. McConnell's 81. Listen to this. I was shocked by this. McConnell's 81. We know Biden's 80. Nazi Pelosi, Winebox Nancy is 83. Maxine Waters is 84. Chuck Grassley is 89. Dianne Feinbang is 90.
Why
are all these geezeroids still in these massive positions of power? You know, it was asked earlier this year or earlier this summer when it looked like Dianne Feinbang was actually literally just only being kept alive by adrenochrome. And she was walking like a zombie from The Walking Dead across the Capitol. Somebody went, some people didn't even recognize her, didn't even know who she was, or it was, because they couldn't tell if it was a male or female. Why is Dianne Feinbang still casting votes on behalf of the people, so allegedly on behalf of the people of the state of California? She's 90 years old. Why hasn't she done the, I don't know who a gruesome Newsomabad would stick in there. I imagine Xavier Becerra. That'd be my pick. If I really wanted to screw things up, I'd recall Becerra from the Health and Human Services Department and make him Feinbang's replacement. I mean, to me, that's a no-brainer, but that's just me. These people are old. They're senile. They have Alzheimer's and dementia. Plus, they're communists. They have warped, corrupted brains. It's not a good brain. It's a good brain. As Victor von Frankenstein said Mel Brooks' Young Frankenstein in the movie, it's a good brain. No, it's a rotten brain. He's got a rotten brain. Oh, look, I'm not trying to be crude. I'm not trying to be insensitive. These people have families, obviously. Look, in the Vatican, there's a standing rule. When a bishop turns 75 years old, the Vatican basically says, look, you're going to volunteer for tribute. I'm being kind of facetious. You're going to voluntarily resign. If you don't, then I'll resign you, the Holy Father would say. Now, you could be Bishop Emeritus. You could become, you could appoint you a cardinal. There are things that could be done if you want to stay in active ministry, but you can't be bishop anymore. Now, I don't know the genesis of the rule, and I don't know if it's just so you have competent men that are in positions of authority, especially positions of holy authority, and you kind of need to get things right. But that is pretty much a hard and fast rule. A bishop is asked to retire when they turn 75. Why don't we have something similar in the American political system? This is absolutely nuts. This is NVTS nuts. These people get to vote on using nuclear weapons, on whether or not we ought to have nuclear weapons. They get to vote on appropriations of $5, $6 trillion. They get to send men and women into combat, into war. They get to make life and death decisions. The stuff that they do actually has impact on other people's lives. They can't even manage their own. Mitch McConnell can't even finish a sentence. So, do we have the clip of McConnell? We do. But again, not to disparage or anything, but who likes Mitch McConnell? Nobody likes Mitch McConnell. People in Kentucky can't possibly like him. But then he keeps being sent back. This system is, we might as well have a House of Lords. As a matter of fact, I don't know why we don't just call it the House of the Eastern or the Western House of Lords. So I just want you to hear this. If you're watching this on Crusade Channel TV, you should upgrade your membership today. CrusadeChannel.com/upgrade. That reminds me of a New York Times story. They logged me out of my new TNOC Teelan Times account, made me log back in. And when I logged back in, you know what they did? They put a giant window up. They're like, you can't go any further unless you agree or disagree that you should upgrade your subscription. I went, no, I don't want to upgrade. I get what I need. Go away, Lumberg. You bother me. I think people need to hear this. This is what is happening, was happening yesterday in the United States Senate. You can see a bunch of them walk across the floor. It's Barrasso and Thune and McConnell and I'm trying to remember who else. And then they have their little Senate dais set up that McConnell can go stand in front of and start talking. And this is what, now the silence is real, by the way. We didn't insert the silence. This is what actually happened in real time yesterday. You hear him walking across the floor.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. We're on a path to finishing the NDA this week. It's been good bipartisan cooperation and a string of
anything else you want to say, or should we just go back to your office? Mm-hmm. Do you want to say anything else to the press? Let's go back to you.
Go ahead, John.
So this is the,
All right, so Thune has to take over. That's Senator John Thune of Nebraska. You heard Senator Barrasso and I guess that was Joni Ernst. I think it was Ernst. You can hear them. You hear Barrasso go, is there anything else you want to say? That's what a son says to a grandpa. Mm-hmm. Did you hear the tone? Is there anything else you want to say? That's it. That's a tone that was filled with empathy. Where I might go on a limb and say some charity and love. Is there anything else you want to? Because he didn't. I mean, obviously Barrasso's going like, what? Doesn't know what's going on. Senator John Barrasso does not know what's going on. And then Ernst leans in, and McConnell just he didn't even blink. There's 30 seconds you heard were not inserted by us. That was what actually happened. The man did not blink. Eyes frozen, proverbial deer in headlights, until Senator John Barrasso intervenes, and then Joni Ernst, and then you heard the question being asked, is there anything else you want to say? Is there anything else? And then you see Ernst grabbing him by the left elbow and Barrasso grabbing him by the right, and then they begin just basically leading him off stage. And then Senator John Thune steps in and takes over. This is the best that you can do in the state of Kentucky. And I'm not picking on Kentuckians. This is the best that we can do. Now, look, I know that the Senate is supposed to be the august body. The most august body of legislators on the face of planet Earth. At some point in time, though, the efficiency of the thing and the ability of the thing to actually discharge its duties has to be taken under consideration, doesn't it? Okay, now let me be facetious. The American government is filled with people that could be in the rock band, the Rolling Bones. Instead of being in government, they should be on porches with grandkids, sipping lemonade, enjoying their final years, being with their family, Stop mucking up what remains of the American form of government. These fossils, and that's what they are, they're fossils, remain there because they know where the money funnels are. This is, you people out there that are cynics, you should be cynically all over this. You can't get any more cynic than this. McConnell is a cynic. There's no overriding concern for the great body of the vox populi of the American citizens out there. Here, let me describe what a funnel is. They use this in modern marketing. People tell me all the time, we need funnels. You need funnels. Mike, that's how you'll grow the crusade. Okay, so what's a funnel? A funnel is something that is narrow at the bottom, which is goes into the source where you want to direct it, and very wide at the top, meaning it casts a really, really wide net. So you want your funnels out there, and you want to try and capture people by any means necessary, any means you have at your disposal. So they come in the funnel, and they go, wait a minute, but I didn't really want to get in a radio show funnel. So then they figure out what it is, and they go, whoop, they go. Some people stay in, then you get closer and closer to where you actually want them, and then maybe they become founders, past members, just to use us as an example. Well, in the American form of government, there are funnels out there. You have people that throw money at these guys. And ultimately, at the end of the funnel, you have George Soros's. At the bottom of the funnel, the people that get closest to the people that actually make the decisions have the most amount of money. Your Zuckerbergs, your Dorseys, your Soroses. What's the guy's name that runs the casino out there in Vegas is with Trump? I know his name, and I can't think of it. Your Warren Buffetts, the Koch brothers, et cetera, et cetera. They have the money. They're at the bottom of the funnel. Now, the people at the top of the funnel can ask for things, but because they have smaller amounts of money, there's no guarantee that they're going to get them. Closer you get to the bottom. No, not Ruffin. He was a big Trump supporter. It's not Ruffin. He's a big supporter of the American Israeli PAC, the AI PAC. Steve Wynn. Closer you get to the bottom of the funnel. So you have, ladies and gentlemen, at the end of the day, if there's 100 members of the United States Senate, let's say that maybe there are 20 people that can actually get the ear of a member of the U.S. Senate and call the shots, and that's probably shooting high. It's probably less than that. Let's just round it off at 20. Do the math. So that means that there basically are 2,000 people in the entirety of the United States that make all of the decisions that affect all of our lives. Now, look, I am perfectly fine and comfortable if we're talking about Blessed Carl of Austria, of Blessed Carl and 20 advisors making decisions for the Republic, or at least suggesting things and then maybe taking all the suggestions, going and visiting the various republics, and then coming to a determination because they seek the good, the true, and the beautiful, and the true common good. I'm perfectly cool with Blessed Carl doing that. I'm perfectly cool with St. King Louis IX, Richard II, Elizabeth of Hungary. That's not what we have here. These people are not pursuing the common good. They're pursuing the common bank account. And yet they remain there. And this is becoming embarrassing now. We have a president that can't remember what day it is. He doesn't even know what his name is some days. They have to show him where the sidewalks are. He wanders off into the grass, and he has Secret Service agents going, Mr. President, to your right. Okay, go straight. Walk straight. This is embarrassing. We're supposed to be the United Frickin' States of America, ladies and gentlemen. What in the hell's going on here? And again, we're not the U.S. of A. of Ronald Reagan, and at least Reagan comported himself as an 80-year-old with class and dignity and knew where he was. But here's something Reagan had that these creeps don't have. Reagan also had Edwin Meese with him. He had James Baker. He had William, as much as I dislike him these days, he had Bill Bennett. He had Paul, our buddy that wrote the book about Bella Dodd. What? Why the brain spasm? Paul, you see, I'm getting old now. Yeah, no one in the entire... Kangor. I knew it started with a K. And Paul Kangor with him. He had the founder, Phyllis Schlafly, with him. He surrounded himself with good, smart people, is the point. These clowns surround themselves with yes men. There has to be a better way. And this can't possibly be the best that the U.S. of A. can produce. And if it is, why are we even having conversations about this? Is it continuing anymore? It's, the only reason this continues is pure, unadulterated apathy. The average American citizen, Bubus Americanus Catholicus, cannot be bothered to actually wake up, smell the coffee and the roses that are rotting, and do something about it. I was even thinking this morning, okay, well, Mike, what are you going to do about it? And I'm even thinking that, you know, people like me and others supposedly have a public voice and what have you, maybe it's incumbent upon me to actually get involved in this. I've been asked, why don't you run for an office? I don't want an office. I like what I do here. Maybe it's our duty now to actually do something about this. This is an embarrassment, and it's an embarrassment that could lead to World War III, could lead to a thermonuclear exchange of bombs. That's not a bright prospect. You got grandkids, folks? This is their future. Mitch McConnell stroking out in the middle of a press conference.